This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By disseminating CEO wisdom, the CEO Show elevates business, the economy, and society. Hello, America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Anders Gustafsson. How are you, Anders?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
And good to have you back. We spoke about 5 years ago, and it's really a remarkable business on RFID and driving the future of technology, probably even more relevant during this pandemic and emerging from the pandemic. Why don't you start off telling everyone what Zebra Technologies is?
Yes, so our primary focus is to provide a performance edge to the front line of business, we say. Our solutions tend to focus on making frontline workers more productive, you know, enable them to offer a greater degree of service. That could be a sales associate in a retail store, a delivery driver for your e-commerce package, or a nurse in a hospital, as an example. And we kind of jokingly say we've been hiding in plain sight for 20 years. We're not a household name, but most people come across our products in their daily lives. So if you go to your supermarket and when you check out, there will be our scanners. Our mobile computers will be the stuff that were the ones you sign on when you get the package delivered to your house, or most e-commerce packages that you get delivered, the address label will be printed by our printers. But we have a lot of other solutions too. Actually, the one that we probably are the application we're probably the most well known for is what we do for the NFL. So next-gen stats, people might have seen all the statistics that come from that. We basically generate the data for that. So we have instrumented all the players with RFID tags under their shoulder pads and sensors around the field, and we can then basically measure, you know, how fast they run, how fast they accelerate. We can measure that for the players, for the ball, basically all the things around the field there also. So it's an exciting business for us, and that's been, we've had a good run.
And so you mentioned not everyone knows the name, but Zebra is really a smart name that everyone should think of, because it ties into RFID and into the whole concept of scanners, which are like black and white, right?
Zebra, we actually changed the name to Zebra in the mid-80s when barcoding became the main part of the business. So basically, you think of a barcode, black and white stripes, and a zebra. So that's the connection.
And this is a pretty large business. It's almost $5 billion in revenue, about 8,800 employees. And let's go into the whole concept of RFID, because where you are the real leader and transforming industries is your technologies. Like you were talking about in the NFL, they put the scanners in. And, you know, I'm wondering if during negotiations, contract negotiations, if they use your data to try to say, oh, look how fast he is. He deserves more of a contract.
Yeah, the data is well known to everybody there. So, for Zebra, how we think of kind of that technology and the data is that we have a framework we talk about that we call sense, analyze, and act. But sensing is basically, that's the heritage of the company, being able to sense what's happening in the physical world by reading a barcode, reading an RFID tag, or using machine vision, computer vision to recognize an object of some sort, and then analyze that information and enable our customers to act on it. So the sensing technology of RFID is a big part of what we do.
Yep. Let's talk specifically what you're doing. So you are really known as experts in one area. You have other areas like healthcare, of course, manufacturing, but retail, where you are the dominant player. And, you know, you've done a lot of work with from Target, Walgreens, Disney is, in a way, it's almost like major retail. Give an example of the types of specific things that you're doing now, and then we want to talk about how retail is changing during the year that in 2020 was probably beat up more than any year I could ever remember.
Yeah, first one, we talk about retail. That includes e-commerce as well as regular brick-and-mortar retail. And, you know, you will see our devices in you know, the scanners, that you know, the fatbed scanner when you check out, or handheld scanners if you go to smaller shops. You will see our mobile computers being used for a variety of use cases. If you stop and ask a question to a sales associate, they might look up, where something is located or take an order or, you know, whatever they need to know, using our mobile computers, in front of a customer. And our printers, of course, can do all sorts of labeling within the stores. Some of the use cases you would think of in a brick and mortar store today would be, you know, say buy online, pick up at store as an example, where we have software that can, you know, accept the order and put that into a task and an action for somebody, identify that person through a mobile computer, say, and have them download the pick list and give them a wayfinding app to walk through the store and pick all that, put it in a bag, do a, you know, cashless mobile point of sale checkout, and then put the label on the bag with one of our printers, and you know, so you can pick it. You pick up your bag and not somebody else's. So it's a very broad set of workflows and actions that we can help.
And what is your take? You're obviously a dominant player in that. You know, it's public record, public company that, you know, Q4 was an exceptional, I think a record-breaking term for quarter for you. And so you're obviously doing a lot right. What do you see happening in retail right now? And then I'll ask you more about why you had such extraordinary growth.
Yeah, no, Q4 was a record quarter for us, and it's fair to say that these second half of 2020, we recovered, we bounced back quicker than, fair to say, I had expected, I think most people had expected us to do. So it was good to see, and Q4 was a record quarter for us. What's been driving that for us, I think, is a broad theme around digitization and automation of all sorts of businesses, you know, retail certainly, but also the other verticals that we serve. And, COVID, I think became an accelerant for this, you know, e-commerce and, what's called omni-channel, when you don't necessarily purchase goods in the store the same way you historically have, but where you use some form of either, you know, you buy online and pick it up in store, or you buy online and they send it to your house from the store. But that became the preferred way of shopping. So many of our customers had to kind of, you know, scale their investments or retool their capabilities to be able to engage with their consumers the way they wanted to. And that was really centered around being able to digitize and automate their businesses.
And what is your take on how retail will bounce back?
So I think retailers many retailers, at least, early on, certainly grocery and general merchandise have done quite well during the pandemic. And anybody with strong e-commerce capabilities or omnichannel capabilities have tended to do very well. Foot traffic obviously has been down as you haven't been able to be out and about as much. As we think about what's going to happen, say, post-COVID, the expectation will be that foot traffic would return, and be a big part of how people want to shop. They want to go and browse in stores. But the e-commerce or omni-channel shopping modalities that people have adopted during COVID now will also remain. So they might be that you send the e-commerce transaction with your grocery store for your basics that you know you want to have. But when you get there, you also want to browse through and just pick up some extra things that you might think of at the time. So the expectation is that you will see, you know, good increase and bounce back in foot traffic, but people will retain the new behaviors that they have learned.
And if anyone wants to learn, let's say we have a retail CEO listening in and they're like, you know, I'd like to advance and move into the future, how would they get in touch with Zebra Technologies?
So we certainly have our website, and we know zebra.com. And in there, you can find also partners. You know, we our largest customers, we tend to serve direct, but you know, many of our largest customers also are served through our partners. So we have a strong community of you know, well over 10,000 channel partners, and you know, you can also find them on our website. So if you know who will be local to you or somebody that you the company might already work with. So.
Okay, we're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about other industries like manufacturing, healthcare, the future of them, and the role of RFID in those as well. Back in a few.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, and we're with Anders Gustafsson, who is the CEO of Zebra Technologies. This is about a $5 billion company, about 8,800 employees, and really they are the driver in retail and in scanning and RFID. But also you have a lot of expertise in manufacturing. So talk about what's going on in the manufacturing world, especially during this pandemic time, and what do you see the trends emerging for the future in manufacturing being?
Yeah, so manufacturing is a big vertical for Zebra. And when we talk about manufacturing, it's not just, say, the assembly part of the product that you do in manufacturing, but it would be a manufacturing company and what all the things they do. So it includes the kind of what's happening in the warehouse, the distribution of those products to their customers. So it's the entire kind of supply chain for our customers. And, you know, the big theme, I'd say, around manufacturing has been the need to have much more granular visibility into, the, you know, workflows and, flows of assets and components, products from kind of the origination, from sourcing the, you know, raw material all the way to getting the finished product to those customers. So anything to do with track and trace, has been, you know, increasing in importance for the last many years.
Mm-hmm, absolutely, especially with what's happening in supply chain.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And how about, let's talk about healthcare now.
Yeah.
You're working, you really support the frontline workers is what Zebra does. And Zebra comes, as we mentioned, from the scanners and the black and white.
Yeah, you know, healthcare is our one of our newer verticals. It's our smallest but the fastest growing vertical for the company. And, you know, we help to our healthcare customers to digitize the entire patient journey from, you know, from check-in to discharge. And, it tends to be around elective care, but, you know, when you, hopefully you don't get to visit the hospital too often, but if you do, you might get a wristband, with a, you know, machine readable, or, you know, barcode on it from Zebra. We would be able to, you know, track the patient, medications, biopsies and you know test results and stuff kind of through the entire journey. You can think of an easy example would be bedside care. When a caregiver comes into a room with a patient, they scan the patient's wristband. They scan the medication that patient is supposed to have. They scan his or her own badge to make sure the right patient get the right medication, the right dose at the right time by an authorized caregiver. And that, you know, increases efficiency quite a bit as they don't have to enter all this data manually into their HIPAA files, their patient records. But also it reduces errors. So our value proposition is very strong in that we both improve the efficiency of care and improve the quality of care. During COVID, I said we had to, changed our, you know, the type of solutions we offered or the help we provided. So we were very active in helping stand up, you know, these pop-up hospitals or drive-through test facilities to make sure that, you know, COVID patients could be treated as effectively as possible. We put more communication solutions on our devices to enable caregivers and patients to talk with and by having physical, still having physical distancing. And now helping out with COVID as we go forward, the distribution of vaccines is a big part of it. Part of it, both the regular distribution, but also we have temperature sensitive labels, so we can see that we can ensure the quality and integrity of the cold chain. We have, we can basically our labels can change color based on the exposure to higher temperatures, and we also have software solutions that can help schedule patient visits to clinics and pharmacies and other things. So it's a pretty broad solution set that we can offer.
So let's go back to where you started, which was retail, and you were talking a lot about e-commerce and the driving force that's happening. Which do you think will be bigger? Will it be the e-commerce side? Will it be the foot retail? What do you think the future of e-commerce will be?
Yeah, I think pure e-commerce providers, and then you have more brick and mortar providers that do omni-channel, as they call it, right? And I expect for those brick and mortar retailers that they will have a very strong focus on being able to offer e-commerce solutions and fulfill those from the store as well as from separate distribution centers. But it's going to be hard to, I think, separate, say, traditional stores from e-commerce. Those stores will be local fulfillment centers. If you're going to have 2-hour delivery times or less for your groceries, you can't send them from a big warehouse in the middle of the country. You got to have local ability to deliver, and the people working in those brick and mortar stores will do traditional, say, retail activities, serving in-store customers for 1 hour, and the next hour they may serve an e-commerce customer.
So let's talk about your whole vision, which is about enterprise asset intelligence. Sounds great, but what does that really mean, and how does that impact businesses in 2021?
Yeah, when we talk about enterprise asset intelligence, we really talk about how we are helping to make sure that every asset, every person is visible, connected, and optimally utilized. So this is how helping our customers basically connect the physical world to the digital world, and it's around this. The focus is around this edge of the front line of business, the edge of business, say, where real work kind of happens. And we have a framework that we talk about that we call Sense, Analyze, Act. But it's we basically focus our solutions around being able to sense what's happening in the physical world, analyze that data, and enable our customers to act on that data in real time.
Well, I commend you, because it sounds like you are exactly full service. And as retail is emerging, this is what they need. They need to have controls and to emerge stronger than ever. We have about 30 seconds left. Your advice on managing almost 10,000 technology employees. Just a quick couple of sentences.
But for technology companies, I'd say making sure that you have a strong vision and a culture that is very conducive to innovation. So we've worked hard on that. Every company has access to the same ingredients, you could say, same PCs as we're using here to talk today. But the culture and the people is what makes a difference. So creating the right culture is, I would say, the key.
And there you have it. And everyone, if you're interested in Zebra, just go to zebra.com. That's a pretty good website you have.
Yep, that's easy to remember.
Anders, a real pleasure having you again on the CEO Show.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Comp complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Craig Powell. How are you, Craig?
I'm doing well. How are you, Robert?
Good. Craig is the CEO of Modus. We're going to talk about Modus, but we're also going to talk about, he has an interesting leadership philosophy of how to build a company to $1 billion in just four quick steps. Then we'll hear about, like, lessons from wrestling where he was 63-0. So let's start off Modus. Now, in full disclosure, before we set everything up with the interview, I had not heard of Modus, but it's a really interesting, highly niche organization that's had tremendous growth.
Yeah, it's well said, Robert. I hadn't heard of the industry, or certainly Modus, until I got into it either. So you're not alone. The easiest way to think about Modus, we drive reimbursement for mixed-use assets. So these are assets you use for both work and personal. The largest category is a car. So we are the same organization that calculates the IRS safe harbor rate of 56 to 57 cents, depending on the given year. That calculation is done based off year-old data and assuming that you drove equally in all 50 states. Our favor methodology applies real-time data and based off the states you drove in. We apply the same thing to phones and work from home reimbursement as well. So highly localized data, highly accurate reimbursements.
So what is really the key to growing a highly niche organization?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of keys that, you know, for us, or at least my personal philosophy, everything always starts with culture. I have a phrase of winning cultures win even when they should lose, and losing cultures lose even when they should win. We think everything really starts from culture. And I think a lot of people get culture confused with ping pong tables or, you know, pizzas or happy hours. For us, culture really is about the alignment of objectives, the transparency of those objectives, and then ultimately empowering individual team members to come and chart their own paths relative to how they're going to achieve those objectives. So from there, you know, our culture, you know, we're able to do other things. But when employees are empowered to go own their own domains and understand what they've agreed to deliver in 90 days and how they're going to get there and how we're going to evaluate success and how that ties into their group, their department, and overall the company's objectives of a given quarter, you can then have things like unlimited vacation or no office hours or dress codes or, you know, some of the other things that I think people think of as being what drives culture. For us, those are really byproducts of ensuring that folks are aligned and empowered.
So it's really interesting because you're talking about the core of accountability and success and, in a sense, democratizing success internally in the organization so it manifests itself out through your clients. What's your role as CEO in driving this type of culture?
Yeah, so I use a phrase with my team of what I call dog sled leadership. So my leadership style is from behind. I think of myself more as the musher of the dog sled, if you will. I view my role and responsibilities as providing clear direction on where we're headed and the objective that we're focused on getting to, ensuring that the team has what they need to get there, ensuring that they're taken care of, and ultimately that I'm not in their way and that their managers aren't in their way, but that they have the ability to pull as fast and as hard as they can with clarity of focus on where we're trying to get to.
What would you say your biggest achievement is at Modus since getting?
You know, I'd say, you know, not to be redundant, but I'd say just that, building a winning culture. You know, it's what I'm most proud of, you know, in the team. It's allowed, you know, the team and the company to achieve, you know, a lot of great milestones and things that have resulted from building that winning culture. But, you know, one of my favorite stories was an all-company meeting several years ago. We finished the morning session, and I was kind of bouncing around from different tables. And one of my engineers said to me, you know, if you worked at the hotel or you were a guest in the hotel and you you know, you bopped by and heard us, you know, in the conference room talking about, you know, our company and the way we, you know, speak about things. He said, you know, you'd be really shocked to find out that we're in the, you know, mixed use reimbursement space. And I said to him, I said, you know, Scott, I said, look, that I said, I get it. I said, but the reality is we're not building an organization for mixed use reimbursement assets. We're trying to build a winning organization and a winning culture. And if we can nail building a winning culture, the truth is, Scott, we can point that at anything and drive success. So I that's what I'm most proud of. And I think it's the most important thing that a CEO does inside their organization.
And you're working with top organizations and clients like Coca-Cola, Kellogg, Papa John, National Grid. How does that culture transcend into the client experience and growth?
Yeah, it's well said. In fact, I was a little late to our interview here today, you know, because I was on a phone call with Coca-Cola. And, you know, the same way Coca-Cola is focused on, you know, a class A brand and a class A customer experience, so is Modus. And so, you know, we always focus on connecting with our customers around the fact that we have a shared view and vision relative to our objectives of being a world-class service provider, providing world-class value, and ultimately being a part of their equation and their own efforts to build a world-class organization. We interact with their customers and end users, you know, in their case, their employees on a routine basis. We want to make sure that, you know, our folks are treating their folks the same way that they would treat their own customers, and then we drive the, you know, the consistency and continuity of those values as a result.
This is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Craig Powell, the CEO of Modus, who's a leader in mobile workers' fleets and simplifying reimbursement. So I want to take us back before Modus. So you're 22 years old. And you start this company, Connect EDU, and within 3 years, you're like an entrepreneurial magazine, and then you add tremendous growth in there as well.
Yeah, that was, I was young back then, had a little more hair even. I started my first company, you know, sort of shortly out of falling out of the dorm room. And I went to Wall Street for, you know, a nanosecond, kind of long enough to learn how markets work and long enough to realize I didn't want to be in the business of financially engineering businesses, but in the business of building businesses. Connected U was really born out of a company I had started while I was an undergrad called Ivy Tutors, sort of a personal passion and mission for education reform in general. And a lot of that was born out of my own personal story of, you know, finding my way from, you know, a very sort of, you know, middle to low income rural community in Northwest Missouri to a college I'd never heard of, Brown University, which turns out is actually a pretty good college. And a lot of, you know, kind of bumps and, you know, diversions in that path. I was in a college dorm when the internet was coming of age and it was using data to create more efficient, markets. You know, everything from travel to dating, you know, everything in between. And, you know, when you think about college and college matching and opportunities and access, it's really a data-driven discussion. But the opportunities to streamline that are so, they're so convoluted and so tipped towards, you know, to be honest with you, the white and the wealthy. And I happen to be white, but I didn't grow up wealthy, and I happen to have a lot of friends that weren't necessarily white and also weren't wealthy. So it just seemed like a sort of a broken market and a huge opportunity to create more access and therefore opportunities for more kids to go and pursue, you know, bigger and better horizons.
You've about 1 minute left, and let's talk non-for-profit. So chairman of the Grateful Nation, which is terrific for the military special operation, and also Beat the Street. So why are those so important to you? But you only have a minute left.
Yeah, no worries. Well, in a word, if I didn't, you know, convey this in my view of culture, human capital development and getting the best out of people is really what I am most focused on, both for myself, for the team and those around me. You know, Beat the Streets is how do we use the sport of wrestling to teach discipline and help kids understand how to how to alter and change their upward trajectory. Your Grateful Nation is how do we take our nation's most elite warriors, Navy SEALs, Green Berets, Rangers, how do we help them come back from those battlefields and translate those same skills into the corporate environment, all of which is in an umbrella of human capital development. And in those two instances, those folks are pre-screened for some of the things I just mentioned, the grit and aptitude and the willingness to bet on themselves. And our goal is just to put the key in the keyhole to unlock their potential.
And you've definitely been involved with that, too, with a lot of your non-for-profits, like on the board of Beating the Street and things like that. We're about to take a break. We're with Craig Powell. When we come back, we're going to talk about a really interesting concept he had called kickstarting a stagnant company and how you could grow your company to be a billion-dollar company. Back in a few.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're speaking with Craig Powell, who's the CEO of Modus. What is the website for Modus, if anyone wants to go to it?
It's modus.com, M-O-T as in Tom, U-S.com.
Okay, thank you. So we were talking about ConnectEDU, which was a super fast-growing company, built it very quickly to $20 million in revenue. This one is 22 years old, secured $50 million, actually got financing from Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, too, which is pretty cool. But now you have this idea in entrepreneurship about kick-starting a stagnant company and the four phases to get from startup to a $1 billion valuation. I think everyone wants to hear that.
Yeah, I think, you know, that we break it down into sort of the four phases of growth and orient around, you know, kind of four primary thematics. One is what is the leadership phase? Or the leadership look like in each one of those phases? What are the operating disciplines in each one of those phases? What are the inorganic disciplines in a given phase? And then ultimately, what does the capital structure look like in a given phase? And, you know, I think the first thing that, you know, provides huge value for members of a team or employees of the company is, one, just understanding that there are phases and intellectually being able to wrap their head around that there are different behaviors based off the phase you're in. So, for example, you know, in that 0 to 10 million of really just germinating a concept and getting it off the ground, you know, in that phase, the leadership dynamic is very entrepreneurial. It's typically about a single individual or a single idea. It can be messy. It's likely not scalable. But it's very much about the entrepreneurial grit of just germinating and demonstrating that there's a market need. As you start to move from sort of that 0 to 10, 0 to 15 million dollar, you know, phase, you begin to move into what we think of as more the scaling phase. And at that point in time, it really becomes a discussion less about what happened, but why did it happen? What created it, and really an orientation relative to scale and the repeatability of things. Repeatability both of the problems that you have and the consistency of problems. It's oftentimes where you'll see streamlining of product. So you move away from saying yes to everything that a customer might ask you for and focusing more on what are the two or three things we do really well and really uniquely and that we can repeat. And then as you move from kind of that 25 to $100 million dollar phase, it's really about pushing the knowledge and awareness out of the senior executive group and into really the bowels of the organization, ensuring that when a senior executive is not in the room or an executive is not in the room, that the decision-making and the frameworks by which your teams are going to pursue and solve problems is consistent and the same. And so we focus on, you know, how do you create things like some of what we talked a moment ago? How do you create performance management systems that drive alignment? And then that last phase, you know, is really, and it's really a billion plus, but, you know, for a guy like me, it's where the business starts to get a little more boring. And that's really about, you know, the high velocity repeatability of the flywheel. That's an instance where, you know, I think the CEO role in particular becomes much more figurehead in orientation really elevated at a high level of strategic and is really about the, you know, how rapid you can spin the flywheel. So what I've learned in all of this, Robert, is, and we've made a lot of acquisitions, I've come into businesses at all stages, and, people will tend to take a particular discipline or action personally, particularly when you say, hey, we're not going to do it that way anymore. And so you can end up in very, personal dynamics and hindering dynamics because people think you're criticizing the way that things have been done. And by helping folks understand that it's not a criticism of the behaviors in that phase. In fact, those were the exact right behaviors for the phase we're in. We're just now in a different phase, which means that we need to think about the behaviors differently, has really been a huge tool for us in helping teams understand that, you know, we're really trying to build an organism that's larger than all of us, that lives beyond all of us, and that there is a very formulaic approach to doing that. You know, I've talked about this this rationale for hours before, but that's kind of a quick synopsis of the way we think about it.
So when you're talking about these four phases, though, what's the next big thing for Modus?
Yeah, so Modus is, you know, we're north of $100 million business today. So we're moving, you know, into, you know, sort of that multi-billion dollar valuation range. You know, Modus is at a stage of really building out a platform, an ecosystem, if you will. So it's what's important for our business is not only continuing to demonstrate and accelerate the flywheel of our core markets, but also being able to open up our environment so that other companies can write into and leverage the assets we have and propagate, you know, a broader ecosystem. Our focus on both, you know, that organic growth, but also inorganic opportunities to demonstrate the platform nature of the business and our ability to go impact tangential markets and do so in a differentiating way. Those are, you know, if I think academically about the business, those are, you know, that's really the academic answer. You know, if I, you know, to give you the vision answer, Modus sits at, you know, our Modus is Latin for motion. Our core purpose statement is around making work life better, and in particular, work life better for mobile workers. Coming off of the pandemic, we're all mobile workers. We're mobile workers around the world, and I think we have demonstrated that people can work remotely, they can work happily remotely, they can work at high efficiency remotely. And so we have a very big vision for what we think the future of work looks like and our opportunity to be a verb in defining the future of work or what we refer to as the work anywhere economy.
Now, I'll tell you, it's good to be in Modus. You're in the right place at the right time.
It's like my golf game, right? Better to be lucky than good. So,
speaking of sports, and let's shift to wrestling. You were 63-0 and the state champion twice in wrestling, 1994-95. Then you moved on to Brown and became the captain of the wrestling team. What can people learn? What have you learned from wrestling that applies to business?
Any individual sport forces an individual to deal with the anxieties associated with betting on yourself. I have a phrase I use with our team all the time, which is making mistakes is critically important. And what we evaluate is that we make those mistakes full speed. So I want our folks to be empowered with a conviction around the things that they're pursuing, that they believed in it, they believed it was right. And when we make a mistake, that's on me. I likely gave them bad direction. When they get it right, that's on them. But we're not afraid of making a mistake and making it full speed, so long as we learn from it and we institutionalize that knowledge across the organization.
And there you have it. We've been speaking with Craig Powell, CEO of Modus. Much continued success to you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the time, Robert.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.